Yes, Larry.
I just wanted to float an idea among all the owners here. It has to do with membership on the board. All of us are aging as we all look around. You can see we're not as young as we used to be. Getting involved with the younger people on the lake are usually the children of the...
Larry, I feel I'm in my prime. I'm in my prime.
That's what I mean. We're all getting older. Some of us have children who are pretty active or want to be active. And so the question is, how can we get them more involved? One would be if they were eligible to serve on the board or actually be associate memberships. So maybe a change in our bylaws would be required to do that kind of engagement. Now, it can be done probably, I guess, maybe only one way, and that is they would have to become members of the association in some way, shape, or form. So I would like to float I'll try floating a motion and see what happens. Any motion that changes the bylaws, though, takes one whole year before you can actually vote on it. So even though we can discuss it tonight and have a motion to consider it, we still couldn't vote on it for the bylaws for one whole year. I think that's the bylaws requirement. So what I would suggest is that we allow the direct descendants of the owners or their children that they would be entitled to be associate membership in the same category as we have for associate members currently, that they would be eligible for associate membership. And in that manner, they would also be eligible for service on the board, because associate members can serve on the board. So my motion would be that the children would be eligible to be associate members of the association. So they could join and be a member of the association, and as such be eligible to serve on the board. And that would be a way of getting the younger people engaged in some way, shape, or form. And I restricted this only to the direct children or the direct descendants, not their spouses. So I put that forward as a motion to consider, or at least for discussion, and see where it
is. At this point, you know.
I'll second that.
So we have something seconded, a motion seconded, that they would become associate members, or potentially associate members.
Just a couple thoughts on that. If this was something that was going to be considered at this meeting next year, there would be a fair amount of legwork that would have to be undertaken just off the cuff. And I mentioned this to you, Larry, in an email, that we have this wild card right now of the IRS ruling, which in part was looking at the status of associate members, because they're not owners, and the IRS is getting into some other things that are off point right now, but the status of our membership is one issue that's substantive for their review. So we need to get an answer on that first, because I don't think we want to change things until we know where we are with the IRS.
We should change anything until we pass. That is one of the things that they questioned me at length about, was associate members.
Are you going to Joan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark, even discussing it tonight doesn't change the bylaws, because that would require a vote next year. So if we find out from the IRS that proposed problem, we go ahead and withdraw it and then turn it down next year. It's not an issue.
Barb just said what I was thinking, that we need kind of a fact-finding committee, because we'd have to come up with, obviously it's adult children, and there's, I can think of other permeations, like there's a number of properties around the lake, including, you know, ours, that's held by a corporation. And you see more and more of that, LLCs, trusts, and things of that nature. And I don't think this group wants to exclude people that are ready, willing, and able to serve. But at the same time, I think we have to have somebody's got to come up with what the ground rules are, and determine how that would work.
But there are other ways to get younger people involved in what's going on around the lake. They don't have to be members for that at all. I mean, right. Danny is always helping me with the fish stuff. And if people have a certain interest, it's very easy to get them involved in something of the activity.
Committee.
I mean, it's not really so great to be on the board in the first place, isn't it? So, for young people to be on the board, I don't know, that's going to be an attractive thing to really get involved on the lake, other than maybe you have to figure out what people like to do and get them involved. Because I think a lot of the activities, we already get the younger people involved around it. And I think that's very essential to the future of the club, that if at a certain moment they end up being an owner on the league, that they suddenly then are interested in being on boards and in this kind.
And also, may I say, they can also be committee chairs. There's no law saying that it has to be a board member who chairs these committees. These young people could be on committees or even run the committee, and then they don't have to be a board member per se. Then we're not stepping on the problem with the IRS. So that would be a first step, get them involved in, you know, activities by being on committees. Let the kids sign up. Kids, they're probably 40-some years old, but to me they're all kids. You know, let them start with, you know, doing, helping out at the picnic type thing or the sporting events, whatever we have. That would be something to give them a, you know, a jump start. Instead of just becoming a board member, which we're right now in question at the moment.
Also, there used to be a bylaws committee, reading through the past minutes, going back into the 80s, and actually it was before Mort got the bylaws finalized and everything, there was a bylaws committee.
That's a really exciting committee.
But, you know, I mean, maybe we want to start one of those, you know, maybe we want to take a look at that.
Stop the stampede.
Yeah, I know. Well, everybody's standing in line for my desk. Oh, I turn around and there they are.
It's close to 9, and I wanted to kind of keep this at an hour. Where are we with a motion? Was one made? And
the motion was made that they would be considered as associate members, that they would be eligible to be an associate member.
It was seconded, yes.
And then based on the discussion, do we want to modify that to be that maybe we need a fact-finding committee to gather the information, come up with the minimum criteria would be?
The parameters.
The parameters. Because I don't think we want to get to this point next year and be trying to make a decision in a vacuum and then just tabling it for another year.
You certainly consider that it would be contingent on being able to get the nonprofit designation with that caveat. So I would entertain, if you want to call it that, an amendment to the motion for the purposes that it would pass the muster of a nonprofit organization.
One thing that was part of the discussion, they had our membership list in front of them and they saw that we had one member that was an associate. And she said, the way she phrased it to me was, well, I suppose we could live with one.
They could live with one.
Maybe it would be easier to have the kids be owners and then they would automatically be eligible.
There you go.
Then we can't be on the board anymore.
Well, or share the ownership.
I like the idea of doing this fact finding to get some parameters set before we.
Yeah.
How about letting the ones who want to be associate members do some of the fact finding? Let these young people research these things. Let them come back with some feedback rather than board members who are, you know, have other things to do. But they, you know, let them look through the bylaws. Let them follow all of that.
It's more law, isn't it?
Mark, let me help the discussion. Let me just say, why don't we have an amendment to have a fact-finding to determine the, if you want to call it, the legality or the appropriateness of having associate members on the, as part of the association? Because that's really the crux of the issue, is the associate membership.
Right, I would be okay with that. I just don't want to get to this point next year and we're not able to make a decision because, you know, we're right back where we are right now. So I don't have a problem assuming the board agrees with me that this is something that we can consider. There's a lot that's going to run off of this that relates to the IRS determination, and it would seem to me if it's something that we decided to move forward with, we wouldn't make that decision for a year from now. And I'm not up to speed on what the bylaws say about how to amend the bylaws. I'd have to research that myself. So you may be talking about a multi-year process to bring about that kind of change.
I want to bring up, do we think there are a lot of the children that want to become associate members? I mean,
Don't they have to pay something?
I don't know if there's a really big need. I mean, so if this is for one or two people, it seems to me like a lot of work to make that happen. But
Another option,
there are a number of people that would like to become associate members, but I can all see no benefits for them. So
we have another comment.
Wouldn't you have to change the definition of associate member besides?
Yeah. The way it reads right now, it's renters. Yes.
Yeah. So maybe another option would be to change the definition of a member, not an associate member.
Why does the IRS have a problem with associate members?
The way they put it was they don't have the same fiscal responsibility that a member does. Why would you have that category?
When the association was chartered, it was an improvement association of the owners. So it's in the original charter of the not-for-profit organization.
That's the spot they always rented here, and they had a group of vested interest in the community, you know, that's why they rented it here, because they liked it and they wanted to keep it, you know, everything nice or whatever. So I don't think, and in the bylaws, I think it does say you have to be out in like a certain amount of years, right?
Yes, you have to rent for a certain amount of years.
Right, so obviously that shows their interest in the association and stuff, but I don't get it.
If it was 5 years, they have to rent. 5 years. And I think it was the same place too. I think it had to be the same.
Yeah, some time period during the year for a number of years. Yeah.
And I think Marie's idea is pretty creative, actually. If we could extend a membership to direct family of owners of the lake. I mean, I think we're talking about very few people that might want to do this. And then just
other members. But I think this is ripe for a subgroup to look at in more detail, because as we're talking about it, I'm thinking, well, if it's people in the same household, is there going to be a separate fee for them to be a member? Mm-hmm.
And then that brings up voting rights.
Yes.
Right, which now it would be disproportionate to the property ownership.
That's right. So there's
things that have to be looked at by...
Thank you.
By a subgroup here, and maybe they should report back at the next meeting with their findings. Would that be an acceptable amendment to the motion?
Sure. It's going to leave it. Yeah.
Don't look at me.
I'm not looking at you, and I'm telling you, don't look here either.
So we'll need a champion to kind of carry that torch, but for the motion that's on the floor, which I believe is, we will take this year to consider the parameters of a membership status for children of owners, with the caveat that we need a ruling from the IRS, and we may need our own opinion about the wordsmithing that would have to happen to the bylaws. So with that, I'm such a parliamentarian. Well, this is my fifth meeting of the week, and I
accept Paul as a motion. Yeah, Roger, do you second that motion?
Yes.
So you got a second to that motion.
So can I get a vote from the attendees in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you want us to tell?
Well, I got the sense there were a few more affirmatives than negatives, so I don't think we have to count. Unless the bylaws say it has to be by a supermajority or something like that.